It's the Darren Copeland Experience, nights 8 to 10.
I've got a song, I ain't got no melody. I'm gonna sing it to my friends. I've got a song, I ain't got no melody. I'm gonna sing it to my friends.
You know what this music makes you want to do?
Oh, I'm sure it makes you want to dance and scream.
Makes me want to go, wow!
You're a loud person.
Wow!
Like, I'm loud, but you're an exceptionally loud person.
I need
I'm
some pom-poms, sure, man.
I'm not sure how your wife stands it.
Wow!
Like, you're loud in the studio. Like,
yeah.
You just yell and sing it, like, really loud all the time.
Yeah.
Is it because you can't do it at home?
I could do it at home, just quietly.
That makes sense.
I do all the same stuff I do at home, just not as loud.
Yes. I get that. Wives don't like that.
No, it's mostly, it's not that my wife does not like this. I mean, she thinks the show is good.
No, I'm talking about she doesn't like loud, probably like,
she
because it's
doesn't
random.
Like, okay, so when I get loud, my daughter gets loud, and when my daughter gets loud, my son gets loud. And when my son gets loud, the neighborhood gets mad.
Yeah.
Because that kid's got some lungs on him.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
In fact, if he were a superhero, he would be called the Lung.
Okay. All right. It's not a bad superhero name.
The Lung?
The Lung.
Don't he know just, what like, the breathes.
He just, like he has, like... really loud yells. Just like really loud.
Sonic. Yeah.
Wait, isn't yelling. That from Kung Fu Hustle?
The Lung?
Yes. Yeah.
The Lung was not a Kung Fu Hustle, was it?
Well, yeah, there was lady. It was like a move.
Her power was
to screaming.
Screaming really loud.
Yeah.
I don't know if her name was the Lung. It might have been.
I think it was like one of her like special moves.
But she had that big, huge, loud scream that would just like disintegrate people.
Or like that one scene where she inhales the entire cigarette.
Oh, that's right.
Yes. I forgot about that.
It's a great movie.
Oh, so good.
I love the song in that opening scene. I'm going to have to find that.
Yeah, find it. It's a good movie. That's such a good movie. It was just on the other day, and
It's like a total 80s American one, though. It's not. It's like...
What?
It's like The Hustle or something.
No. It's by the same director that did Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon.
Oh, no, I know. I mean, I know who what Kung Fu Hustle is. I'm just trying to think of that first song. But it was like... You mean the one where they're all dancing?
Oh, yeah, no, it's not.
It's like The Hustle or something.
Well, it's a very disco-y kind of sound.
Yeah.
Yeah, very poppy.
The Hustle would make sense.
Yeah, but I don't think it's The Hustle.
The Hustle?
Yeah, I don't think that's the name of the song.
Do, 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 do. Kung Fu Hustle. Do, 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 do,
Kung Fu Hustle. You missed a Kung Fu Hustle in there somewhere.
Kung Fu Hustle. And then there's the...
See, that all reminds me of the Love Boat.
Do it.
Do it. See, this part reminds me of the Love Boat. I don't know why.
Do you know why? Because it looks, every time you see, hear it, you hear that, you see Isaac Hayes go, or Isaac the bartender go, do it.
Do it.
All right. What do you want to drink there, Mr. and Mrs. Anderson?
Well, Love Boat was on today, and I caught like two episodes, and they were terrible. Does not hold up well on time.
My grandfather wrote some of the music to the Love Boat, like some of the.
Like in between stuff?
Yeah. Some like a couple episodes. Like the speed version. And left. And back. And forward. And right.
Kung Fu Hustle.
And down the left.
See, there you go.
And down the right.
Got to get your Kung Fu Hustle timed in.
And forwards. CU has a 61% chance of winning tomorrow.
Yeah. I think that's a little low, but
I'm
probably
excited
about right.
I'm excited to win the game. I'm excited to watch this game.
You can say win.
Yeah, I think they're going to win the game, but I think CU's going to win the game, but I definitely there's some doubt in my mind.
Listen, when CU was really, really good back in the early 90s, Every single game I had doubt. When you are raised on a team that at times has been as bad as CU has been, you're always going to doubt. I guarantee you, fans of Ohio State, fans of Clemson, fans of Florida State, fans of Oregon, you know why? Because these are college kids.
Yeah.
These are college kids, and you just cannot.
You just can't count on them for anything, dang kids today.
They're unpredictable.
Dang it, kids.
They're unpredictable.
Stupid kids.
And they always have been.
So what just happened? Why is there another touchdown all of a sudden on the board?
Broncos returned an interception.
Oh, who got it?
I don't know.
Thomas?
Is that a first name or a last
Probably
name?
Probably last name. Last name. They don't put first names on your jerseys.
Dylan Thomas?
Probably Jamal.
I think it was a safety.
Safety?
Safety Thomas?
Probably safety Thomas?
Jamal Thomas?
Jamal Thomas.
We've got like a lot of Jamals on the team. I can't keep them all straight.
Well, there's Jamal Charles.
We've got like a Jamal Carter or something.
I think you're lying. I think you're like.
I feel like we've got a handful of Jamals on the team.
Okay, a handful. That's five.
It's more than three.
Okay, so it's somewhere. So four? We'll get four. There are four Jamals on the team?
I'm trying to find out. I don't know. I know there's more than one.
Okay.
But yeah, it was a safety. And the thing is, the Cardinals quarterback is a rookie. They pulled out Blaine Gabbert very quickly. So they inserted their rookie draft pick in like halfway through the first quarter, or at the turnover of the first and second.
DeMonte Thomas.
That's what I said.
You didn't
say. It's Jamal Thomas.
DeMonte
Thomas.
No, DeMonte Thomas.
That's what I said. DeMonte Thomas.
Yeah, that guy.
What did you think I said?
Jamal?
No, nah, I said DeMonte.
It's close enough. Close enough. We'll agree to disagree. Win in Rome.
Wait, I could have sworn you said Jamal.
Well, I felt like I said DeMonte. Which I would remember because I would remember that name with Del Monte.
I feel like that we talked about a handful of Jamals.
I said I feel like we have a handful of Jamals on the team. Between four and five.
Okay. DeMonte Thomas is not one of the Jamals.
Okay. Well, he returned the touchdown. It's like 40 yards.
Oh, nice.
Arizona looks slow.
They're probably tired.
Well, they just, as a team, they look slow. I'm not saying that our defense, that Denver's defense is amazing, because they have been able to be run on tonight a little bit.
Yep.
And they've given up a couple of big passes to Blaine Gabbert. But by and large, they look so much faster.
Jamal Charles.
Than Arizona right now. And I just think that proves that the Denver defense at least has depth.
It does have some depth.
If Denver's going to win, I don't know if you noticed, Sports Illustrated has Denver out of the playoffs again this year.
Yeah, well, I don't really. Listen, when the thing your magazine is most noted for is getting it wrong to the point where when you pick a team, they're upset because you've picked them, I'm not worried about what they think.
ESPN has also picked Broncos to miss the playoffs. And most experts have the Broncos behind the Chiefs and Raiders.
There's a Jamal Charles. There's a Jamal Carter.
Okay, I said Jamal Carter.
I'm very impressed. I'm not seeing that handful, though.
Well, there's more than one.
There is two. And DeMonte Thomas.
All right. Is this that theme song to, is that opening dance music to Kung Fu Hustle?
Yes, I love it. Just all the X Gang dancing.
Yeah. It's like Hong Kong West Side Story. Yeah.
Hong Kong Phooey?
No.
I'm not sure you can even play that on radio now.
Hong Kong Phooey?
Yeah.
Was there a song?
Hong Kong Phooey! He's no friend of mine.
I do not remember that at all.
I think that's what it was. I could be wrong.
Okay. I don't remember that at all.
I think we're, I think we need rescuing.
Rescuing?
Rescue
it's
bots.
Darren Copeland.
On the roll.
We'll have more of whatever
Do
that
the roll.
Was coming up.